Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. If you've ever visited the north end of Lake Powell, you may have stopped by the Height Marina for a public restroom or an RV hookup. Now a popular Utah attraction for adventurers and families, Height and the surrounding area is actually a partially ground ghost town with a rich history. The town of Height was named after the area's first white settler, a gold prospector and explorer named Cass Height, who arrived in southern Utah around 1880. A gifted storyteller, Height spun dramatic tales to the national press about Glen Canyon, the region eventually drowned by Lake Powell. These stories helped trigger a rush of miners to the area. Upon arrival, however, prospectors found that the ore was too small and dusty to extract. By the 1890s, the Salt Lake Herald described Cass Height as the, quote, "genial old miner who has found more gold and made less money than any man in southern Utah." Perhaps more important than finding gold, Height helped establish a ferry across the Colorado River at the site of his discovery. Called Dandy Crossing, this ferry, right between Lee's Ferry to the south and Moab to the north, provided the only way across the river for 280 miles. In this remote spot, Height and his brothers opened a post office, built cabins, and brought people across the river by boat. After Height's death in 1914, his namesake town was settled again during the World War II uranium boom and bust. This time, the town was even bigger, featuring a one-room schoolhouse and a uranium mill run by the Federal Atomic Energy Commission. Height's ferry was upgraded by a new prospector, Arthur L. Chafin, to accommodate the influx of automobiles that toured around Utah's newly established national parks. Now long lost under the blue waters of Lake Powell, the town of Height once had a mythic reputation as a place that promised gold, uranium, and transportation in an isolated area. But today, if you're on State Route 95 and cross Height Bridge, the area is unrecognizable from the crossroads it once was, save for a name, a bridge, and a lone buoy in the water. Find sources and past episodes at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of Utah Humanities, I'm Megan Weiss.